¿Cómo está mi gente? You are tuned into the Latina Theory.
We're here, ready to recap what happened at Los Dells yesterday. Can we remember everything that happened?
Day two of Los Dells.
It was so eventful, y'all.
We're driving back to the Twin Cities right now as we speak. Just recapping. It was a muddy experience.
I mean, we got rained on, y'all, for about 4 hours.
Straight. At least 4 hours straight.
But it was worth it. We were out there with all the other Latinx committed fans, y'all.
For real. They came out to see Bad Bunny. They came out to see Victor Manuel.
And I have Bandanes. No shame. I was there to see Bad Bunny. Rain or shine.
Hey, you definitely were all up in that carrots.
It was el conejo malo.
Day two. We got there and we got to catch the last end of Omar Palo's set, who is lead of a band out of Gary, Indiana,
y'all.
His parents are from Mexico.
There were Mexicanos in Gary, Indiana.
Oh yeah, they're all
but
over.
We're everywhere. It was a great band. It was a highlight definitely for me yesterday. It was unexpected.
We got to interview the band as well. You can hear their interview coming up this week. Just recapping a few different moments and highlights. We also right after they got to check out Jesse Baez, who's Guatemalteco.
Yeah, he was he spoke the most Mexican Spanish I've ever heard from a Guatemalteco.
Well, see, this
you
is
don't
how
understand
I feel.
The difference. You don't understand the subtle differences between Guatemala and Mexico and the Spanish. He was speaking with a Mexican accent.
Well, I know a lot of Guatemalan Mexicans. Like their moms from Guatemala,
well, yeah,
their dad's Mexicano.
I mean, like the regional accent, it was great. I loved it. But his music was so good too. What describe Omar Palo's music, because that was to me.
Omar Palo was like young, alternative. They were like between 19 and 21.
They were the cutest bebitos.
But as far as like Jesse Baez, he was like a mix of Drake and The Weeknd and
he was.
And Miguel.
He was so great.
He had his own swag to
English,
it.
English, Spanish, Spanglish, yeah. Like all the combos.
He definitely was one of my favorites to like watch. Right after that, we ate again.
Yeah, the eating marathon continued, y'all.
The food at Los Dells, let me tell you, the media as far as like Wi-Fi connection and being able to go live, which is why you have to get these recaps from us, that was like a very big pit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that definitely was a block into everyone being able to, like, stay updated. But the food, it made up for it. So it was like, okay, when you can't keep everybody informed, at least we can go eat. But that kept us happy in that rain.
That was so good. And we were talking about straight up mud, like, puddles. And here's Maria with her boots on.
I was prepared.
Meanwhile, the rest of the crew has our like tennis shoes and socks just soaked in mud the whole day. That's how committed we were to listen to the music and eating.
I know. I definitely was like, are y'all good? Because I literally was prepared. I brought my rain boots, my rain jacket.
She did. She was like the abuelita of the trip. You know what I mean?
Definitely
the one that
was.
Had everything. Like I said that. She was like, you want
a snack?
I have an extra pair for you.
Yep. Real talk.
All right, and then we wrapped up the night with Bad Bunny, who was awesome.
Well, wait, before Bad Bunny though, we gotta go into Molotov.
Oh my God, yes, y'all. Molotov
were
was there. They were representing El DF so hard. It was beautiful.
Yeah, mad love. That they really kicked it off and got the vibe. The sun came out during
the
set.
They had a big crowd. They had a huge crowd. They amped everyone up. It was great. I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah, because they really got it cracking.
They played Frijolero. They had everyone singing all kinds of Mexican swear words. It was great.
It was great. I think,
I definitely saw the cowboy hats, hipster combo crowd.
Mixed
I loved
with
it.
The boots. I mean, the cowboy boots was getting muddy as hell.
They were all there for Banda MS.
It was
and they
great.
Got Molotov too. I loved it.
It was great. And then, so Molotov went into Bad Bunny.
Yes, there we go. Then we got into Bad Bunny.
And Bad Bunny, I mean, it was like, this is the main attraction of the night, you know?
He opened up right away with Estamos Bien.
Yep. Opened up with the single. And his performance was super cool. There was thousands of people, thousands of Latinx folks, but it was also very intimate at the same time, I felt, because we were in like literally the forest. So think about like a Yogi the Bear cartoon scene with a big Latino music festival happening. And that's exactly like how it felt. And he was super, it was like campfire with Bad Bunny. And he just, you know, he spoke to the crowd heart to heart, and he kept it respectful. And he was showing mad love to older women. He kept saying this
he
is for the older
women. He kept showing mad love for older women. I don't know why, but that was part of the theme last night.
Definitely was part of his act. And the visuals behind him were really cool.
Those were great.
The crowd was just really hyped.
I am going to say, though, this is my one thing about it, is I did want him to take that hoodie off. He rocked a hoodie, and I really wanted him to take the hoodie off.
She definitely, yeah, you guys
just rocked that little weirdo shirt under there. You know his little style? I wanted more of that style.
He was like, it's raining, and I'm in Wisconsin.
That's literally what he was like.
That's what he was on with his hoodie. But his hoodie was dope, though. It was his outfit was like a NASA moon fit.
That's true. I like that.
Like, if he was sleeping in a space shuttle, but definitely, you definitely wanted the Bad Bunny costume effect.
What other songs? He played Creepy Crush.
Chambea. Soy Peor.
Uh-huh.
Man, he did all his cuts.
And once again, the fans knew every single lyric.
They were definitely singing.
Every song.
But then after that, we stuck around and we caught Victor Manuel, who gave one of the best performances at the festival this weekend.
He was so on point. For him, the weather did not matter. He gave it 100.
Oh, he was smooth.
He was so into it.
The band was phenomenal. The musicians, super dope to be like,
he had a big crowd.
Salseros in the mud.
Time because of how good his set was.
Oh, yeah. They didn't leave. They didn't care about it.
The singing was on point.
He
played all the classics, y'all. He did.
He killed it. He did a medley tribute to Hector Lavoe. Started with Mi Gente. He started with Calle Luna, Calle Sol, which is like one of my favorite salsa songs ever. So gangster with that song. And he ended this set with Mi Gente. And it was just beautiful. People literally were salsa dancing in the mud. No fucks given.
No, at all. I watched it. And at this point, y'all, I was so tired, and Maria's little Boricua heart was still beating. She was all the way there with Victor Manuel, with my muddy feet.
It really was. I felt like a little girl screaming for Victor Manuel.
No, seriously. You dancing. Were with Victor how I was with Wisin y Yandel yesterday.
Yes.
That's seriously happening.
Definitely. I definitely was. I love W. Iriega, but Victor Manuel,
I'm a
salsera, baby. I love salsa.
That was so good.
And from especially that school of like the new school respecting the old school. And
yeah, that was totally happening. He gave Bad Bunny that shout out. I loved it.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Whole intergenerational collaboration.
Yeah, he said Bad Bunny went home to the hotel. Get that guy's a superstar. Get him his rest. But we got technology, and he had the DJ cut his verse in the middle of their band playing. So it was pretty cool.
That was dope.
Man, that's a recap. We had a great time.
We love Los Dells, and we can't wait for it
next
to happen
year.
Again. We'll be
next
here.
Year, definitely. We'll be having some cool photo booths on our Facebook page, and we'll be tweeting them throughout the week, along with an amazing playlist by the artist from Los Dells and recap interviews. So stay tuned.
Check it out, mi gente.
Check
we
it out.
Y'all.
We're driving back to the cities, and it's raining. It's raining. I guess Los Dells brought la lluvia this year. So
and we still rock it, y'all.
Keep it wet. Bye.